The Speaker of the House is an important position in government, and this man is often regarded as the man who dominated that role and became a role model to others who held the position. Today, it may be hard to find someone to tell you about him, but I went to his hometown to learn more. We say hello to our listeners on WITY Radio in Danville, Illinois, on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm to the next generation? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Tim Smith loves to share the story of one of Danville, Illinois' hometown heroes, Joe Cannon, a member of Congress for 46 years and Speaker of the House for 8 of those years.
He served in Congress during one of the most corrupt periods of time in the Gilded Age, yet he was known for his honesty.
Cannon's reputation grew, not only with his Republican Party, but Democrats as well. In 1903, he was elected Speaker of the House.
During his speakership, at the beginning of it, he was highly respected because he brought the House back to equal standing with the Senate.
He didn't agree with progressive Republicans, though, and in 1910, he lost the speakership and was defeated in Congress. 2 years later, he was back in D.C.
Came back in 1913, stayed until 1923. During those 10 years, his reputation was renewed, refurbished, and grew and expanded to become the old man of Congress.
Cannon retired from Congress in 1923, the exact same time a new magazine hit newsstands, making Cannon the answer to a trivia question today.
It so happened that that was the time that they did the first edition of Time magazine, and they put him on the cover because he was so revered in America.
Cannon was the first person on Time magazine's cover. Today, some historians believe Cannon to be the most dominant Speaker of the House in U.S. history and a leading force in the legislative branch for a half century. Traveling the countryside in Danville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.